Madam Speaker, it's a good bill.
Frankly, I'm embarrassed.
The President of the Senate called a hot mess.
Oley Insider is an educational journey through the Washington State Legislature, following interesting and important bills through the legislative process.
This is a serious matter, Mr. Speaker. We're moving the wrong direction here.
Oley Insider is produced by Positive Intentions Media, hosted by citizen volunteers Erica Engelhart and Jay Fratt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, rising in support.
And it's the right thing to do.
Okay, here we go. Episode one. My name is Jay Fratt. I'm joined by Erica Engelhart. Erica, hello.
Hi, how are you doing, Jay?
I'm doing fantastic. I sometimes, when I think about this process that we have started, this podcast project and tracking all these bills, I feel like maybe we bit off more than we can chew. I feel a little overwhelmed. How are you feeling about the process?
Well, I'm feeling pretty good because there are a lot of pre-filed bills, but we did narrow it down to 12, which is still quite a few. But we've grouped a couple of them into categories, so I think it should be manageable.
Yeah, it is. It is amazing. 259 pre-filed House bills, 229 pre-filed Senate bills. There's a whole lot of bills we had to choose from, and we selected 12 that we thought were either interesting or important. And just before we get started, we're going to be brief here, and then we're going to tell you all about the 12 bills that we've selected. You can always go to oleyinsider.com. On every show page, I will have all the appropriate links for the particular show. So in this show, episode one, I will have all of the links to the different bills, the 12 bills we've selected, who filed them, who's a co-sponsor, links to those people, links to the show, to the bill page, links to any hearings that might be scheduled, the video, links to the committee folder. A lot of things are available, but sometimes that website can be hard to navigate. We're going to make it easy, simple one-click from Oley Insider on these show pages. What have you learned so far in this process?
Well, one thing that I found surprising is that there is so many pre-filed bills. You know, for a session that hasn't even begun yet, they've been pretty busy. So I found that pretty interesting. And then we also have to keep in mind that there may be more bills introduced that we want to track too, and some of ours that we've chosen may not make it very far through the process. So we're kind of learning as we go here. So we could pick some up, we could kind of, some could just sit there. So we'll see how it works out.
Yeah, and I've already planted some seeds with several legislators that were going to be seeking their comment and their audio clips for this particular show. I spoke with Cindy Jacobson, who filed one of the bills that we're going to be tracking, and she mentioned how she's starting the process of looking for people that want to co-sponsor. So there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. I think from the beginning of us starting this project, there were several bills that didn't have any co-sponsors. Now some, what was it, Erica? There was one bill that you were looking at that has, how many Democrats have come on as co-sponsors?
Yes, there was 18 total sponsors. So
Wow.
Quite a few.
Yeah, that's the largest of any of the 12 bills that we've started tracking. And we're going to have, we're going to give explainers on all those bills here at the end of this show. Right now, we're just saying hello to you. Another thing that we found interesting in preparing for this podcast series was that some state agencies have actually been a part of this bill-making process in that they've requested the bills. So state treasurer and the attorney general have requested two of these bills. What did you think about that, Erica?
I find that pretty interesting, and I'm curious how that will affect the bill's process through the legislature, if it will, you know, be heard in committee sooner, or if it will have any special treatment or considerations because it was requested by a state agency. So we'll have to see how that unfolds.
Yeah, there's one bill that's regarding violent sex predators that the Attorney General had quite a controversy about in the last 2 years. Well, the Attorney General's office has requested one of those bills on violent sex predators that's filed by a Republican. So it's quite interesting to see a bill start from such a bipartisan nature, and the Attorney General Bob Ferguson, who's becoming the governor, almost adjusting from the controversy that he had.
Yes, very true. So we'll just have to follow it through the process and see how it works out.
Yeah. And thank you, listeners, for coming along with us. This is something that we wanted to do to educate ourselves, to get better about using our voice in the legislative process. And we thought, why not share it with others and help others learn more about the process as well? Another thing that I found interesting, in the past couple of years since I've been politically active, trying to use my voice, I've always found the legislative website to be kind of cumbersome. We're hoping to illuminate that better and learn tips and tricks that we can share with you and you can share with others as well. All right. Anything else I'm missing, Erica, before we share with them the 12 bills that we've selected?
Not that I can think of. I think we should tell them about the bills and get this started.
Get this party started. All right. Well, we'll be back probably in a week or so. We've got some bills in committee. We're gonna basically do this for the passion of being citizen volunteers and hoping you'll come along with us.
First, let's go through the six general bills we selected.
HB 1133, Concerning Sexually Violent Predators, filed by Leave It, Democrat, LD 28. Co-sponsored by Couture, Representative LD 35. The bill was written at request of the Attorney General's office. It seeks to add a judicial layer of consideration to the process of downgrading or releasing violent sex offenders. This bill is of particular importance considering last year Attorney General Bob Ferguson came under fire for releasing violent sex offenders housed at McNeil Island into community care centers. It's interesting the bill was written at the request of the incoming governor, perhaps to legally clean up after these controversial releases. The bill is scheduled for public hearing in the House Committee on Community Safety at 4 p.m. on January 14th.
HB 1027, an act relating to housing of inmates in state correctional facilities. Sponsored by Cindy Jacobson from LD 25 and co-sponsored by newly elected Matt Marshall from LD 2. Both of whom are Republicans. The purpose of this bill is to protect women housed in correctional facilities from being housed with men who identify as a woman. This is a problem that has been exposed happening here in Washington State. This bill is not yet scheduled for a committee hearing.
HB 1018, adding fusion energy to facilities that may obtain site certification for the purposes of Chapter 80.50 RCW. Filed by Shavers, Democrat, LD-10, co-sponsored by Ryu, Democrat, LD-32, and Barnard, Republican, LD-8. This bill was created at the request of the Energy Facility Site Evaluation Council in Washington State. I spent 2 years working on a fusion future plan with presidential candidate Eric Berner, where I was pushing for a federal plan to create an industrial fusion reactor, with the prototype being built at the Hanford nuclear site in Washington. This bill adds fusion plants to the official list of energy facilities that can seek site certification through the Evaluation Council. No committee designation has been assigned at this time to hear the pre-filed bill.
HB 1113, an act relating to accountability and access to services for individuals charged with a misdemeanor. The proposed names for the act are the Public Supporting Accountability and FAST, Effective Treatment Act, or Public Safety Act. It is currently sponsored by 18 Democrat representatives. This bill would allow the court to dismiss a person's misdemeanor charges in an ongoing case under certain circumstances. It would allow charges to be dismissed if the person has fulfilled any restitution requirements and obeyed any other conditions set by the court during the continuance period of their case. The bill does exclude particular charges from being dismissed. It would, however, make it easier for people to break the law without fear of it showing up on their permanent record. It has not yet been assigned to a committee for a hearing.
SB 5000, adopting the Evergreen State as the state nickname, filed by Jeff Wilson, Rep. LD-19, co-sponsor Chapman, Democrat, LD-24. This is a fun one. How many of you knew that the Evergreen State nickname was not an official designation? It's been our state nickname my entire life. This bill seeks to solidify through legislation the official designation of Washington State as the Evergreen State. The bill is scheduled for public hearing in the Senate Committee on State Government, Tribal Affairs, and Elections at 1:30 p.m. on January 14th. And the bill is scheduled for executive session in the Senate Committee on State Government, Tribal Affairs, and Elections at 10:30 a.m. on January 17th.
SB 5020, an act relating to providing property tax relief for senior citizens. The sole sponsor of this bill is Republican Senator Phil Fortunato from District 31. Many of our senior citizens are literally being taxed out of their home. A family friend of mine who lives on the east side of King County paid the same amount in property taxes last year as she and her husband paid to purchase the home when they bought it in 1966. She's 88 years old and she's already paid her fair share in taxes. This bill is not yet scheduled for a committee hearing.
Okay. Now here are the gun bills we chose to follow.
HB 1132, enhancing public safety by limiting bulk purchases and transfers of firearms and ammunition. Filed by Farivar, Democrat, LD-46, co-sponsored by 8 additional Democrat senators. This bill creates time restrictions on gun purchases and categorizes infractions as a Class 1 civil infraction. The bill would limit the purchase of firearms to one per 30-day period for each individual and limit ammunition purchases to 100 rounds of .50 caliber and 1,000 rounds of any other caliber within a 30-day period. No committee designation has been assigned at this time to hear the pre-filed bill. SB 5098, restricting the possession of weapons on the premises of state or local public buildings, parks, or playground facilities where children are likely to be present, and county fairs and county fair facilities. Filed by Valdez, Democrat, LD-46, co-sponsor Saldana, Democrat, LD-37. This bill is well described as it expands the limits on possession of weapons to public community areas and official government facilities, all in the name of where children could be present. The bill is scheduled for public hearing in the Senate Committee on Law and Justice at 8 a.m. on January 14th. And the bill is scheduled for executive session in the Senate Committee on Law and Justice at 10:30 a.m. on January 16th. SB 5099, protecting the public from gun violence by establishing additional requirements for the business operations of licensed firearms dealers. Filed by Lovick, Democrat, LD-44, co-sponsor, Peterson, Democrat, LD 43. It creates a formal procedure to add the Washington State Patrol as a licensing regulating body in charge of vetting licensed firearm dealers. No committee designation has been assigned at this time to hear the pre-filed bill.
Great. Finally, here are the education bills Ole Insider will be tracking.
SB 5080, making financial education a graduation requirement. Sponsored by Javier Valdez, representing District 46, and co-sponsored by Julio Cortez from the 38th District, both of whom are Democrats. This bill was introduced at the request of the Washington State Treasurer. This bill would make education on finances required rather than optional. However, it does not specify what kind of financial education would be required. The bill states that the Superintendent of Public Instruction should consult with the Financial Education Public-Private Partnership, which was established in 2004, to come up with and provide to schools the standards on what would qualify as sufficient financial education. There is emphasis on the theory that basic financial education will better prepare them for life as adults. This bill has not yet been scheduled for a committee hearing. SB 5123, an act relating to expanding protections for certain students to promote inclusivity in public schools. This bill is sponsored by Senator Nobles from District 28 and co-sponsored by Senator Claire Wilson of District 30. Both of these senators are Democrats. State law already prohibits discrimination in schools due to race, creed, religion, color, national origin, sexual orientation, military status, people with disabilities, and gender expression. This bill seeks to add ethnicity, homelessness, immigration status, as well as expand on and define gender identity. This bill is not yet scheduled for a committee hearing. HB 1140, an act relating to creating school choice with empowered scholarships using educational savings accounts. This bill is sponsored by Representatives Couture from LD 35, Walsh from LD 19, Corey from LD 14, and newly elected Representative Lay from LD 18. All current sponsors are Republicans. This bill would offer school choice through the use of scholarships. If students require more than what they are receiving within the public school system, their parents could apply for one of these scholarships. The scholarship would be granted to students on a needs basis with a priority given to kids with special needs, low-income families, and kids in failing schools. The funds would be used strictly on educational expenses. This bill is not yet scheduled for a committee hearing.
Those are the bills. Don't forget, you can find links to all these bills, links to the sponsoring representatives, and links to committee hearings if they are available at oleinsider.com.
Let us take a step back and let us reason together.
The legislative process can be intimidating. Let's go through it together.
If you could focus on the policy and not motives, please proceed.
Like and subscribe to Ole Insider on your favorite podcasting app. All resources and show notes will be available for each episode at oleinsider.com.
Mr. Speaker, I've stood up on the House floor repeatedly this year.
You can follow Erica Engelhart on X at For the Good, Jay Fratt on X at Jay Fratt, and Positive Intentions Media on X at PubSec Media.
It is our duty.
I really want to say thank you.